This is Sunday morning, August the 2nd, 2020, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is the handwriting on the wall. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to turn to the book of Daniel. Everybody there? We'll start with verse 1 here. Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Now Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his loins were loosed. And his knees smote one against another. He soiled his diaper. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit in knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captives of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? It's not jewelry, it's Jewry. I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. But Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he slew, and whom he would be kept alive, and whom he set up, and whom he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. He was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. Thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose all are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of this. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed David with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Mede took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Okay, what the Lord says here, that day is here. The kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our God. His kingdom has come, and his will is being done in earth as it is in heaven. For 6,000 years, Satan has had his will and order in the earth. Now everything is about to change. Everything you see is as a result of the transition that is taking place. Out with the old and in with the new. I'm taking down the cabal, as you call it, just like I took out Babel. My Cyrus is draining the swamp. Now with that, I want to look at Isaiah 45. Thus saith the Lord, verse 1, to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. This is so true. He has subdued every nation. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two levied gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. He has done things that no one's been able to do. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which called thee by thy name, and the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. So we know Donald Trump, he didn't really know the Lord. He does now, but he didn't then. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside thee. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Who's the west? That's us. I form the light and create darkness, or the United States. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou, or to the woman, why hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I even, my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. He's doing it for nothing. Right here, a quote from Toby Wentz. Cyrus diverted the Euphrates and drained the moat around Babylon in order to conquer it. There was a moat about the city, Babylon. They went in and drained it, and that's how they got across to conquer it. The term drain the swamp. Yes, Donald John Trump is at the helm, and he is a wrecking ball. He is draining the D.C. swamp, which from what I understand, he did that in his first 6 months of his presidency, which connects to the other swamps of the Vatican and London City. The beast system swamp, it's been weighed and measured and been found wanting. Do not be afraid of what you see, for I am in control now. You have asked me to come and heal your land, and now I'm doing what you asked me to do. You have asked for my will, that will that I operate in heaven to be here in the earth, and it is coming to pass. I've been waiting for my children to ask me that. It's not easy as your heavenly Father to sit back and see you suffer. You will begin to see my chosen, like yourselves, begin to shine like bright stars in the dark place. For a time, you will see two systems coexisting until my kingdom overtakes the anti-kingdom. Yes, my kingdom people will take over the swamp people. The swamp will begin to decrease and my kingdom increase until it fills the whole earth, just like the beast system has for the last 6,000 years. You and many like you will completely take over the earth. That has been my plan for man all along. It is already happening behind the scenes, but it will become more visible each day. People are rising up against the beast and its system, and they aren't going to take it anymore. Finally, you are weary. You have been taking your land back by force. It has not been in vain, for you have prevailed and will continue to. So don't give up the ship. Continue to hold the line, for you win. Keep your eyes on me and don't let the enemy distract you with through their stink and their fits of rage. I told you before that Satan will continue his rhetoric while the angel is throwing him into the pit. Don't listen to the fake news. Listen to the good news. Focus on what my Cyrus says. Winning bigly. From here on out, all you will do is win, win, win. The stars are falling from heaven. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. All the stars of this age, Hollywood, sports figures, leaders, etc. Satan promised them this world and all the riches of it. He promised to take them to the top, but I say, just as I said to him, timber. Timber. Isaiah 14 talks about Satan's fall. We read that in the teaching earlier. I'm bringing them down, yes, to the very pit. I'm shaking this system and removing the wheat from the tares. Hebrews 12. Verse 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. The tares never thought that they would be exposed and would continue on with their sinful ways. It is their time of reckoning. There is nowhere they can run and no longer anywhere to hide. Their well-stocked bunkers will not save them. What happened was they never thought they'd be uncovered. The tares thought they'd hide among the wheat and just rock on. Okay, Isaiah 2. the word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. And this is talking about the millennial reign here. Shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Sounds like Nisera, doesn't it? That's part of Nisera. There's supposed to be total disarmament. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Upon all these cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. They shall go into the holes of the rocks, into the caves of the earth, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. There's their bunkers. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and to the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, from wherein is he to be accounted of. All right, turn over to Revelation. We kind of see the very same scriptures. This is Revelation chapter 6. This is verse 12. And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island was moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, and great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There will be a day that all of this will just be a memory of the past. It will be to you as if it never existed. The time is here. They've been weighed and measured and been found wanting.